This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. It's a little bit icy out there. Be careful. There was this ice and then a little sheeny coat of thin snow on top of it. So if you're out there, be careful this morning. Colin Dunlap alongside producer Matt in studio, Jim Colony, he's joining right now. Chris Mackey's got the week off. He'll be back on Monday. And I say a happy good morning to you, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, Colin.
How are you? How are you? Everything going well?
A little sleepy. And it's funny. I looked out the window, got out of bed here just a little while ago, actually. And it looks especially slippy on the street.
It was. Now, the road where nobody cares. My in-laws live, right?
You know where
they live. And that is, oftentimes kind of behind their, now they're at an intersection, but behind their house, it's kind of a road that doesn't get done. I think it's a secondary road, you'd call it. And it's prone to, it's a little bit of a low-lying area, right? I was traveling down there early this morning on my way into work. And that had that, you get that tricky, you could tell it was wet, and then I would go upon some patches every once in a while where it was like I described, that thin, sheeny sheet of snow that had covered it, and you knew it was double jeopardy.
Yeah.
It was
yep.
slippy with the snow and slippy underneath. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Ugh.
It's one of those, if you're walking,
yeah.
that's going to end up on the old keister at some point because it's just just the way it is.
I've said this before. When somebody falls on the ice, it's unless it's like a nun or an old person, it's never not funny. Like you kind of
– See, I mean
– I'm
gonna get
sorry.
In trouble for this.
I'm sorry, but it's funny.
No, even if it's a nun or an old person –
Do you laugh every time?
I don't know. Just a pick. No, I don't know. I shouldn't say it like that because I'm not a nun, but I am an old person, I guess.
Oh yeah.
As you get older, and Colin, you're experiencing this at a lower level, so to speak.
Yeah.
But age is like what you consider old, like an old person. It gradually keeps going up.
Like my kids think that like 27 is old,
Oh yeah. Yes.
They're nine.
I remember being in college. If any people have been in, in fraternities or sororities, they take your picture every year and their little thumbnails and they put it up. It's a composite, what they call it. And it's got like everybody who's in the house and it's in a big thing and you frame it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this would have been, when I was in college, probably would have been like 1977. I'm going to just throw that year out there because it's 1977. It's homecoming.
Okay.
And so, the alumni, they come back up, the old football game, UNH plays Northeastern or somebody they're going to beat. And there's, you go back to the house after. And so there were these guys that are mad because they didn't have we didn't have their composite like handy for them. And they were the class of 1969. And we're thinking, what's with these old guys?
Right.
So they were probably maybe 30. And we're thinking, and we're like 20, 21 years old. And we're thinking, man, these guys are old. What are they doing? They want their composite.
Right. Love to be
it's
30.
All relative.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all relative.
All relative. Now, this morning, if I've made it into work, it was fine. And nobody wants to care. Nobody cares about the trials and tribulations
well,
of driving
I'm
to
glad
work.
You made it.
It's not bad, though. It's not. Just take your time a little bit. So I made it into work, and I planned for the show, have it all planned out. We've got a great guest list. Ben Charrington going to join at 9 o'clock. Dan Rosen, 8:45. Ray Fittipaldo, Matt Clement in the regular spots, yada, yada, yada. So I was planning, and I started to – I kind of got all planned out for the show, Penguins play basketball, all of it. Oh, you know those things on the internet you just start and you can't stop? You can't look away.
Rabbit hole.
Oh, gosh. Now, this started at probably about 5 until 5 and lasted it right until the high-cue music played. I mean, right until the – it was a good 45 minutes probably, 40 minutes at least. I can't look away or stop watching internet fights when people tape fights, especially – I don't like the planned ones. Like, you'll see two kids that are fighting at a school or whatever in a cafeteria. But, like, the spur-of-the-moment ones that, like, break out at a pickup basketball game or something. Or there was one, and a guy was at, like a mini-mart kind of place. You know, like a Sheetz or a Get-Go or something like that. Yeah. And this one guy goes, and it picks up midway through. I don't know what had transpired before. And the guy goes, don't disrespect me like that. And the other guy goes, who are you talking to? Who are you yelling at? And the guy goes, I'm yelling at you! And he yells real loud. And the other guy just open hand slaps him right in the face. And it's not that big famous one that made it out there. But the guy just open hand slaps him right in the face. And the guy falls down. He's just sleeping right on the ground. And everybody in the place just carries on like nothing happens. That kind of stuff... I don't know. We need to be better as a society, but I will say, guilty pleasure-wise, I can never get enough of watching those on the internet. Why is that? Do I have a disease? What's
I don't know. You don't think that one was staged?
It was not.
I haven't seen it.
It was totally not staged.
The reason I asked that is because you said that they picked up the verbal confrontation before it got physical.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would think... I mean, whoever took that video, you know, it's not like you just, you walk into Get-Go and we're going to roll here just in case something happens.
No, it was clearly somebody that picked up on the fact there was argument going on and they pulled their phone out midway through of it. But yeah, he goes, who are you talking to, cuz? And he just slapped him right in the face and the guy's laying there. And then people just are like, yeah, I got $23 in gas or whatever. And it was like nothing happened. And the guy's laying asleep right on the floor. That is the kind of stuff. I don't know why. Again, I have a disease. I have this voyeuristic sort of disease that I start clicking on those. And I'm serious. I look up the clock. It's a half hour later. And I'm watching every one. Every single one.
Probably because it's something that you just don't see. And so it's new to you. And that's why you want to watch it. Have you ever, in your little rabbit hole journey here,
yes,
did it ever occur where, like, two people are fighting and then they notice somebody taking a video and they turn on the video guy?
I have not seen that, but I have seen the video guy at times be the person who was involved in the confrontation. And I just saw one this morning. It's interesting you mentioned that. It was someone giving guff to a drive-through fast food worker. And then all of a sudden trying to play victim. And it wasn't. And then the person was like going to come out and get him. They tried to get through the window. And then it was two women. And then the woman was going to come out and get the person. And they kind of pulled off. But I have seen that. I haven't seen the person get turned on. But I have seen the person holding the video camera eventually become a combatant. Or, you know, be part of the story. Yes, yes. Again, I don't know, like World Star and all that stuff. I have no idea why I don't even know if I like it. It's just, the curiosity gets me. Matt is laughing. Why are you laughing in there, producer Matt?
Because we've had this discussion before.
I know.
And we've watched videos together before.
I can't stop.
Of just people fighting, and I agree.
I see good ones, and I bring them into your studio, and I'm like, you got to see this on my phone. And we laugh hysterically. Why? You know what's good is when the instant karma guy gets knocked out, though. Someone's texting, and you're right about that. Like the loudmouth guy that's out of line, and somebody's like, hold up, hold my jacket. And they just walk up, and they're like, here you go. I'm feeding you this. Wham! And he's asleep. He's asleep. And he's laying over with his arms all stiff. Those are the best ones, Jim. Seen those?
No. I guess I see him from time to time, and I can see where you're going with that.
Yes.
Because I can get I could get stuck going down that one.
Yeah. Have you now, did these all start with the Kimbo Slice videos? Now, you know, kind of the voyeuristic fight videos. Remember when Kimbo Slice would fight like they'd be at like a junkyard, like a legitimate junkyard, and they clear out some space, they'd be there to park cars, and he'd be like, you know, some the toughest guy in his neighborhood, whatever, think he could fight Kimbo Slice. And Kimbo Slice would just work him. R.I.P. Kimbo Slice. Pour out some for Kimbo Slice. But yeah, it, like they'd be there. They'd be at like some park, some desolate park. And there'd
Is
be
that like, wasn't there like a, there was a movie when I was in college, probably high school, college. I think it was college. Clint Eastwood, Any Which Way But Loose, where he was like a street fighter.
Yeah.
And he had Clyde, his right-hand orangutan.
Right.
And he'd just go around. Philo Beto was his name. And he'd go around and fight people.
Yeah.
And make money.
That was a big movie. Sandra Locke or whatever was in that movie, right?
Right. Then she and Clint, I believe, became an item.
I believe they did. Yes. And he worked everybody over, right? That was like his kind of side hobby was just going around and fighting people.
I think that was like how he made money. I think that was his vocation.
Wasn't that
I think it was.
Eddie Rabbit song in that?
I can't remember. There was some song at the end of it where he and Sandra Locke.
Sandra Locke. Wasn't it Sandra Locke?
I don't know.
I believe it was Sandra Locke.
Sandra. Sorry.
Clyde.
I'm sorry.
Clyde was the orangutan.
But yeah, there's probably stuff like that. Fight Club was on the other day.
There was a sequel to Any Which Way But Loose. Wasn't there a second part?
Any Which Way You Can.
Yes, you're right, Jim. Good work by you. I think that's
what
it
was. There was probably another one that I can't remember. Although Clint Eastwood obviously did a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Did he ever? He never got knocked out. Was he undefeated in those movies?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I think Clyde might have knocked him out once, but.
Who carries an orangutan around? That's tough. That's gotta be high maintenance. Clint Eastwood's still alive, by the way. Don't speak about him in the past. He's like 90. Gotta be. You know Clint Eastwood.
Well,
by the way,
he has a golf tournament. He's like the new Pebble Beach guy.
Right. A guy I know who lives out there told me. You know sneaky Clint Eastwood stat. Sneaky Clint Eastwood stat. The guy's met him a couple times. He works in film. A friend of mine who I grew up with. Clint Eastwood's like 6'5". You know he's like big, right?
Is he really? I didn't realize that.
You know how like a lot of actors, you meet them and they're not very diminutive.
Yeah, they're small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like, I've met a lot of guys out here and you see them on the screen and they're like, you walk up to them and they're like 5'8". You know? They're like, come on. Like Tom Cruise, they're like 5'6".
Right.
Like, come on. And they're just portrayed. He's like, I've met Clint Eastwood a couple times and been in the company of him. He's like 6'5". Like, it's that one stunned me when they're like, hey, there's Clint Eastwood. And he's like a big dude. Yeah. Would you have pictured that?
I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have thought he was like, you know, well, Michael J. Fox is an extreme, but Tom Cruise is a good one. And there are other, like Dustin Hoffman, I think, was another one. It's like 5'7 or 5'8. I would have pictured Clint Eastwood at about 6'1, maybe, give or take. That's what I would have pictured.
You may have to look that up. I don't think it's a fishtail, but he did. He's like 6'5". He's gigantic, and I did not imagine that, you know, when I met the guy. But, yep. So there's that. I think he's 89 or 90. I think I did read he had like his 90th birthday not long ago.
Yeah, he turned 90 on May 31st. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be like 91.
Does it say how big he is? Does it say his
6'4"?
6'4"? Is that what it says? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That guy's right then. Man, 6'4". Clint Eastwood. Oh, man.
Yeah, they had there's a thing. It's not a growth chart is not the right word for it. But there is a poster kind of thing you can find online where it shows actors from, you know, tall to short.
Danny DeVito, the small.
It's got like some, yeah. Oh, man, you're right about that. Yeah. Danny DeVito is tremendous.
Is he the small person, like the shortest person?
Oh, I don't know. I guess he'd be a good one.
He gotta be. Or Ving, who's that guy that? Who was the guy that was the? Oh, he died not long. Not Ving Rhames. That's not the guy's name. The guy that played with him.
I know who you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the. Oh man, I can't. I don't watch movies. I just have to remember.
You're talking about the guy that played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies?
Yes.
He was a Steeler fan, wasn't
Vern
he?
Troyer?
Vern Troyer. Yeah. I knew it was with a V. Vern Troyer. I think
Danny
Vern
DeVito how big? Is 4'10".
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like my mom.
I'm surprised Colbert didn't draft him as a luxury pick.
Like Dree Archer?
Yes. Anyway, big show today. Ben Cherington coming up at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk to the Pirates GM. What's their plan? What's their short-term and long-term plan? We got to get into that with him. We've got a lot of questions for him. Big Penguin win, Big Pit basketball win. Lots to talk about. Get money in that first hour. We'll tell you how to win some cash.
Get money.
Yeah, get money. Get money. All right, we get moving here in a minute. Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.